This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is. Totally committed. I want to do a better job, and I just do the best I can. But I'll tell you, some heads are going to roll. Somebody's heads are going to roll. And I got a good idea. It's not going to be mine. If that's what they want, we'll give them what they want. But let's be real careful. It's like that line in that movie, Colors, with Robert Duvall. Let's run down there. Let's walk down there. If that's what we're going to do. But Trump is creeping down there. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. But we summon Trump. He dances to our tune. I dance to your tune. Not to the establishment. All right, in closing, we have the thought criminal, Robin Pollock, who lost her job in Milwaukee for supporting the president on Facebook, just saying, make America great again 2020. In the 3.5-4 minutes we have, other points you want to relay to the public. We appreciate you speaking out, because countless others get hit on the head with a hammer and they just go away forever and learn how to submit, but you didn't.
Well, I mean, I didn't know what to say. I was kind of speechless. I was like, well, on to the next. And I said that to my friends. And then another thing that they pointed out, they're like, we need to, like, this person that wrongfully, like, blasted you and made you lose your job, they were like, you need to put him on blast too, but he's like gone it completely MIA.
Yeah, his name's William. Do you know who this turd blossom is?
His name's William something, but Batachi or something like that. He lives in Two Rivers, which is like north of 2 hours north of Milwaukee. So he doesn't even live
that's
in the
Milwaukee area. Or maybe that's a name. We don't know who it is, but just someone's creeping around making sure women lose their jobs for supporting the president.
Oh, so
he's a wonderful person.
He's a real person. He's got a record, a long record and stuff. Oh. But I looked him up.
Oh, he's
and
a bully. He bullies women. I'm surprised. What a real man. It's a real
man.
Yeah,
he's got a couple of like conducts and stuff, and he's I feel like he's a manipulator and stuff in a way, you know, and just does whatever he feels like, and just, hey, I'm gonna go ruin this girl's life. I privately did message him after the fact that I got fired, and I saw his name, and I went online and I messaged him, and I said to him, I want you to know, for your actions and what you did in your review, it got me fired. Well, his response back to me was, make America great again.
Wow.
And then he blocked me, so.
Well, he sounds like a real tough guy.
Yeah, I think he just hides behind his computer and just doesn't really want to be an advocate for anything.
Does he not get metaphysically? Because if I got a woman fired for her job for no reason, I'd feel bad. I'd be scared. Not of her, of God. Like screwing women over for no reason is like really bad luck. These guys don't get why they're such losers, man.
Yeah, my friends are, you know, the one thing that is being said is a lot about the dental office and stuff, Precision Dental, and blasting all of them, when at the same time, they should be blasting this guy too, because if he never made that post or review, I'd still be at work. And I'd be at work right now, so.
No, you're saying, why go after Precision Dental when we should go after and expose this un-American, this anti-human, this anti-free expression, this wannabe slave master?
Right. Well, I think that we should go after both. It's a big deal, you know. I was wrongfully fired because of his review, you know, and it's my right as a American to be able to freely speak the way I want to.
And they don't want you to exercise that, and they punch you in the nose. Good.
But they're allowed to do it themselves. And then when a a Trump supporter that is all 100% about him.
Hold on. We're back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish that thought. We have another guest joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Stephen Wilford is one of the heroes, won't call himself that, of what happened a few years ago in Texas at a church shooting, a mass shooting that did happen, and we're going to be breaking that down with him and going over it and getting his context on what happened at this latest church shooting where another patriot took out this individual in less than 6 seconds and just got the big award from the governor, which I totally agree he needs to get. We need to honor people that do this and volunteer to do this because criminals and crazy people are targeting schools and churches, and it's absolutely terrible. So we'll talk to him here in just a moment. I was finishing up with a dental assistant fired in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for expressing support for Trump on Facebook. And so you were making a point in closing. We ran into the break, so please continue and finish up what you were going to talk about that, Ms. Pollack.
Well, my point is this, is that at the end of the day, we all should be able to still be Americans and be able to have our freedom of speech no matter where we are. I understand that, you know, in a business you need to be professional and, you know, especially in, like, the medical field and stuff, and you can't rant and rave. But, you know, when I'm outside in my own world and I'm not, you know, associating myself with my, you know, professional life or anything like that, I think that I should be able to have that voice to be able to speak, to advocate for people and to have my beliefs and to be able to support the president. So it's just really disturbing that this is how our country has become. And I'm, you know, my mother, she's elderly and stuff, and she grew up in the, you know, the late 50s and 40s and, she, you know, that was her time. And she's like, times have changed completely. She goes, because they've all thrown God out the window. And she goes, if we brought God back into the window, our country would be thriving. And the one thing I love about Donald Trump is, like, he's you know, backing everything that we've thrown out the window, bringing it all back in, and nobody likes it. And if you say something about it, it's like the end of the world.
Well, you're right, but it's not that nobody likes it. It's that the media is creating a perception nobody likes it. That's why you got fired from your job for saying you support the president, because they want to intimidate you to keep your mouth shut, but you're not doing it. You're speaking out, and I really, really appreciate you joining us. Where can people get in contact with you, I guess, before you're deplatformed or whatever's going to happen? Hopefully that doesn't happen, and more persecution. How do people contact Robin Pollack?
You can email me. My email is robbie8433@gmail.com. They can email me. I do also have my Facebook page right now still up, and a lot of people have messaged me, and I've tried to respond to people as soon as I can. I was up till like 5 in the morning this morning.
Sure, give people the handle for that.
Yeah.
What's the name of your Facebook?
Robin Pollock. That's my name. It's on, you know, it's all over the media as it is right now, but.
No, I understand. You know. Well, please join us again with an update. We really appreciate you standing up for free speech.
Yeah, definitely.
It was great meeting your son on air.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, thank you. We'll talk soon. Okay. We've got our next guest on, and I just want to get this out right up front here. The state police have put out a report. We put these reports out years ago, saying that incels, people that are into post-humanist movements, environmental movements, and into Satanism and into involuntary celibacy, are almost every mass shooter. And mass shootings happen, and they're real, and Sandy Hook happened, and Parkland happened in 2018, and all that. And Parkland, I said it happened. I didn't just cover the media like Sandy Hook 7 years ago, and people questioned it, and then they edited tapes to me. I said that happened. I said the police stood down, which later was confirmed. We had students on the day after, and you saw them on Skype. And CNN went, oh, those are fake students. Those aren't real. They did what they said I do. So we try to get guests on sometimes. You know, I've had some of the Parkland parents on who write books and stuff for great people. And they're like, I'm told not to come on here, but I'm going to do it because I've seen your show and you're a good guy. I've talked about Sandy Hook 0.1%. But the media runs stories every day. Jones is attacking Sandy Hook families. Jones is saying it didn't happen. And then the Democrat Hillary put out an ad with edited tape of me quoting what folks said and me saying, yeah, they staged babies in incubators didn't die. And they've staged, you know, Jussie Smollett staged stuff. I mean, they just staged ABC News just staged that the thing saying that Trump blew up or let them blow up a Curtis City. It was Knob Creek shootout. It's okay to question. But every time we have mass shootings now, they change the subject from the heroes that stop it and cut back on the number of dead to saying that they're crisis actors and it didn't happen and all this. And then they say, I'm saying it currently. I never even said it the way they said I said it. But they steal your identity and then they say, you're this person. So we're getting this guest on. And he said, listen, I don't know who you are. My wife does. And she said the Sandy Hook thing. So I just, any chance I can, want to explain. That's not my identity. I never sent people after their families. It's a lie. And it's the media saying that in my name over and over again. But that's not why we got him on. He's willing to say whatever he wants. I know that one of the same crazies that came to our office, I'm not going to say names, and threatened us and is obviously schizophrenic, came and attacked them and said that they were making stuff up. People didn't die. No, real shooters are going out shooting people. It's real. And there's crazy people. And there's a state police report. There's an FBI file on it. And all this stuff is 99.9% of it is 100% real, okay? And I want to say that because if I think something's fake, I'll tell you if I think it's fake. But I've learned not to play devil's advocate and go, well, these folks are saying this because of this, this, and that. They'll take that clip out, they'll put that on the news, and they'll say that. So I'm done talking about it. Everybody says, God, you're on the news every day about this. What? Stop. People walk up in the store and they go, stop talking about those kids and how it didn't happen. I've had people actually kind of slug me in the arm, and I'm like, whoa, that. Notice I got a beard now. That was years ago out of context. I'm like, listen, that's a media lie. I want to talk about what happened up by Dallas and Fort Worth. I want to play that clip when we come back. And I want to talk about how good people with guns is the answer. Just jihadists run over folks with cars. We don't blame the cars. The media does. They say, you know, a truck attacked people. No, a jihadi did it. But we know not to blame the trucks. We blame the person. Well, we don't blame the guns. And so the media has really changed the subject, I've noticed. Like they came out and said that I said nobody died. And there was a few articles saying that about at the Walmart last year and in Ohio. I was reading their Facebooks and Twitters where they said they were incels that love Satan and loved Bernie Sanders. But see, that's how they change the subject. So they want me off the air, so I can't point out who's really doing this. And so I didn't used to understand all this. I mean, we all grow, we all learn. And used to, I didn't realize how big my show was. We're going to go to break, come back with our guests. But I'm just getting this off my chest because he was asking about it the other day. Everything's out on the air now. Just, there's nothing secret here, none of it. And I used to follow what the internet thought, you know, because the internet's like, we don't believe this happened. We blah, blah, blah. Here's this anomaly. And then years later, I found out, well, I think that did happen. Those anomalies were false. The minute, though, I went and said, hey, stop saying I'm the Sandy Hook guy. I barely talked about it. I think it happened. They went, oh, you lied about it. You said nobody died. You lied about that. You knew that to make it my identity when I hardly ever talked about it. So I want my identity back, and I want listeners to understand it's not about me. It's about how they change the subject. So my guest wants to talk about it. We go to break in 1 minute. We'll come back to him. But let's not talk about that. That's a lie. That's not real. Let's talk about the fact that it's men and women, but mainly men, all across this country that every week are stopping shooters who are psychotic demons who go into churches, that's satanic, see, and go into stores to kill people for no reason but they want attention. So let's get his spiritual view on that as well, why they're attacking churches. But I know when he comes on, he'll get news articles. Man that stopped killer goes on Sandy Hook denier. It's a weapon, and when he experiences it, he'll then figure it out. He's a plumber, but people say, oh, the plumber, that's plumbers, the smartest people around. They know how stuff actually works, and they get jobs done. He'll then understand what I've been through, not as a victim. I'm not a victim, but he'll understand what I've learned so others don't go through it. Because let me tell you, you got to be run over by this media before you figure it out. So a real hero who stopped a mass killer before he killed more people, Stephen Wilford, straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Within 6 seconds, a patriot who just won an award from the governor, and he doesn't want the award, but we need to award that and honor that and point that out. Now, heroes never won awards, but they need them. He fired back because Jack Wilson was his name. Well, we saw somebody who started shooting at the individual and drove him out of the church, and another man ended up taking him down. Texan of the Year finalist, Sutherland Springs heroes, Stephen Wilford and Johnny Lagendorf. And Stephen Wilford joins us because we always learn about the murderers. We always learn about the killers. We always learn about the Harrison Clavels. We always learn about the Jeffrey Dahmers. We always learn about the... We all know their names. We know Ted Bundy's name. Or, you know, we know John Wayne Gacy's name. And I hate to say their names, but that, we all know those names. But we don't know the names of people that just quietly stand up against these murderers and stop a lot more people getting killed. So I wanted to get him on just about the world and what he sees happening and where he sees all this going. Stephen Wilford, we really appreciate you as a fellow Texan coming on the show. And I know people, you know, told you the propaganda about us, and that's why I set that up earlier with the truth of what happened, so you'd know and others would know. But separate from that, not distracting from what's happening and what you've done and what others have done, what would you like to get into first? We appreciate you coming on.
Well, I guess what I have to do first is business. Second Amendment Foundation is sponsoring me today, and that would be SAF.org. And I would like to also promote my website, StephenWilford.com, StephenWilford.com.
Where do you want to start with? What happened with you a few years ago, or this newest event, or some leftist saying, why are people armed in Texas? That was the big, you know, CNN was like, why are people armed in a church? Without even saying, will you stop the crazy person?
Yeah. I'll tell you, the only thing that will stop a shooter is when a second gun arrives at the scene. And it doesn't matter whether it's another gun in the hands of a police officer or another just individual like myself. That's what stops a shooter. It's just another gun coming onto the scene. I appreciate Jack Wilson and his team. I would also like to recognize the two men that lost their lives that day also. They're just as much heroes as Jack Wilson is, because they confronted the shooter and they occupied him.
Talk about that, because people just see the headlines. I remember reading that. That's important. Tell folks what happened.
Well, the two guys first, they were watching the shooter because they have a safety response team at their church. And they already had identified him as a, we call him JDLRs, just don't look right. And the guy had on a wig and a fake beard and a trench coat. And they were watching him. And when he became aggressive, the two guys that got shot first, they were engaging him. And he was able to get his shotgun out and shoot and kill them both, but they engaged him enough that he didn't shoot any other innocents. And then Jack Wilson was able to step up and make an amazing shot across the room.
So those men that died were like the Marines that jump on the hand grenades.
They were. They were honorable men that understood they're going to protect their church community, their friends, their neighbors, and they stepped up and they took bullets for them, and that's an honorable thing.
And, because that's an office they agreed to do. That's honorable means you honor what you're going to do.
Yeah, they stepped up, they put their lives on the line, and then ultimately they lost their lives. But I will say, those men woke up in the arms of Jesus, and that's not a bad day.
Well, I tell you, it brings tears to my eyes because I think about how selfish Hollywood is. Have you seen the videos that they're placing all over Hollywood of having women talk about how much they enjoyed killing their children? And then they go, I know they're babies, and I like killing them, and I'm powerful. It's the opposite. You don't want to talk about yourself. It's the opposite of those men that died. These people, their selfishness, they wear it like it's a crown when really it's a big, like Jesus said, it's a big giant boulder tied around their neck.
This is the problem with our country nowadays. When we stop valuing lives, and even the most innocent lives in this country, unborn babies, they're innocent, they're beautiful, they're God's gift to this country.
They're total potential.
They are the blessings that God gives us, and we have to stop aborting those children. And they wonder, you know, because when we were in high school, we came to school with guns in the racks in the back of our trucks. What's the difference between then and now?
Because we didn't have Satanism. We were good people.
The difference is now, as we have no value in life, when we can take the most innocent and abort them, we are not valuing life at any either end of the spectrum, because now we have, in some states, assisted suicide for the elderly. There you go. That's a perfect example. Those two men right there are heroes just as much as Jack is.
And they're not black. They're not white. They're patriots. They're Americans. They're Christians.
They are. They are, and I feel for their families, and I pray for their families, but what a legacy. What a legacy they've left, that their families know what's important in life. And again, they woke up in the arms of Jesus, too.
And what do you think is driving these Satanists? Like the state police report says they're Satanists. I mean, that's what they are. What is going on with suddenly Satanists just popping out attacking churches? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, you know, God, the Bible talks about this being a fallen world, and it is. It's a fallen world, and you can't stop evil from starting. But I can tell you, men like Jack can stop it for the duration of it.
That's right. You can't stop its birth, but you sure as hell kill it.
You can stop it from continuing. And I encourage anybody to go out and get trained, carry a gun. And
that's why they hate the Second Amendment, is just like Chicago or D.C., they want to have their reign of terror upon us, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they don't like me because I grabbed the very gun that they say is evil. I grabbed an AR-15 and ran across the street. They think the gun is evil, and it's not the gun. I defended my community with my firearm.
Well, you don't like to talk about yourself, but let's go back to that day 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, when we come back with Stephen Wilford. And Stephen, we're going to go to break here in a moment, but give that website out again when you come back on the other side. We really appreciate you. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how they turn heroes into the bad guys. I don't know if you saw the news, folks. They said the folks that shot the bad guy were bad to have guns in up by Dallas in White.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products M4's life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the right products.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to go back to our guest here. And I almost feel guilty that I'm not harping more on what the left and the globalists trying to cook up in Virginia. I hope and pray everything they do fizzles out. The civil war they're trying to start doesn't go the way they want it to go. And I just burn with desire to try to figure out how to stop them. I know you burn with desire. You're either on fire or not. There's no in between. And we're awake. We're on fire. And you look at those that aren't on fire and you wish they could join you. They just don't know what it's like. But the man that's on fire is Stephen Wilford. He had no on interviews. I've seen him a few times in the news. He's the guy that first stopped the shooter and ran him out, and then he got killed by another patriot who we talked about earlier. Johnny Langendorf here in Texas. And back when they did it, and back when this just happened a few weeks ago up in the White Settlement, the media focused on two things. Why are people armed in Texas? And White Settlement. Well, white just means the guys that found the town named White. In England, they just changed the name of a town from White Cliffs. There's White Cliffs on the beach to, you know, ships coming in. Like, oh, the town's White Cliff. You know, when you see it, you see White Cliffs. Kind of like, you know, Oak Grove, or names come from, you know, Big Fish. First time somebody got there and named it, they caught a big-ass fish. They named it Big Fish or White Fish. But that's how they tried to change the subject, because they want you to hear about the mass shooters. And you can type this in. Media promoting mass shootings causes mass shootings. They've got hundreds of university studies that hyping it and glorifying the shooters, who are always these incel devil worshippers. State police report. And I'm just so proud of the state police getting that report out. Our own Paul Watson spearheaded in the last 5 years exposing incels, and it's very exciting. Going back to Stephen Wilford. Stephen, I could ask you a million questions, but you've got the floor. You just take over. What do you want to say about America and about the world and about people blaming folks that take out the shooters, saying, well, you're the problem? I mean, I'm sure you've seen that. Well, how they think that upside-down logic's going to work when these very same Democrat politicians have all got bodyguards and live in armored fortresses?
I want to mention again that I'm sponsored today by Second Amendment Foundation, and you can go to SAF.org. And
I love those folks. I'm glad, because we've got to support the Second Amendment. You're right. How do we do that? That's a good place to start.
Just go to SAF.org and find out who they are and support them. They're a large organization committed to backing the Second Amendment and our freedoms. And I want to talk a little. You mentioned it, what's happening in Virginia. I'm speaking on Monday in Virginia, and they're hoping to have 100,000 people there in Virginia. And yeah, it'd be quite a crowd to be able to speak and be honored to speak to Virginians. And Virginia is where it all started. It's Virginia, the founding fathers.
Talk about that. We always talk about Boston, which is amazing as well. But let's talk about how it started in Virginia.
But George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, they were both born and raised in Virginia. And they crafted.
That's right. Virginia ignited the revolution.
It did. Virginia ignited the revolution. Declaration of Independence was formed in Virginia. The Constitution was written in Virginia. Virginia was one of the most important states there was, and blood was spilled of many patriots in their streets and in their farms and stuff, fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. And we cannot let that go. We cannot let our freedoms go away. There's been too many patriots throughout history.
I totally agree. And we're told America's not exceptional, blah, blah, blah. Why does everybody want to come here? No, we were founded by exceptional people, the only folks to ever beat the British Empire, period. Not Napoleon, Hitler, nobody could beat it. We beat it. We're it. And it's not like we're bragging. We're just saying, hey, we're not playing games, and we need to rediscover that greatness. Why do they run it down? Because they fear it. Tyrants fear the red, white, and blue.
Lexington and Concord, the British were coming, and they had several hundred troops, and they were coming to get a cache of weapons. And they were met by patriots, around 2,000 or better, that just organized in the last minute. They called them Minutemen, and they grabbed their guns and they met them and said, you're not coming to take our guns. And yet the same thing is happening in Virginia right now, where the governor is saying, we're going to outlaw your guns. We're going to outlaw your guns, and we're going to come to your door and we're going to get them. And there's going to be 100,000 patriots that are at the lawn of the Capitol. And right away, the governor went around, declared a state of emergency so that he could turn around and say, oh, now we won't let you bring your guns when you come to the Capitol. and he is calling for the state police. He's calling for the Capitol Police, and he's calling for the Richmond Police to stand together in riot gear to stop citizens, good guys with guns. He's not worried about the evil people with guns. He wants to stop citizens, good people, good law-abiding citizens with guns from coming onto the Capitol. And if you turn around and you strip the citizens of their guns and then somebody radical from the outside comes and starts shooting, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. Your ability to protect yourselves.
That's right. Good having the capacity to defend itself.
And I want to tell people right now that the good law-abiding citizens carrying guns, we are not the aggressors here. We are not going to come and try to shoot at the politicians, but I'm going to.
Oh yeah, they're already phrasing it as that. They may stage a false flag, which is why I'm not saying Sandy Hook was staged. We have to look at every event could be provocateur. I believe Sandy Hook happened, but the left could provocateur. They could have a leftist go out there and incel and start shooting people and say he's with us. How do we deal with that?
I'm going to tell you that we aren't the aggressors here. But if they come to our doors to take our guns, you don't come into my home unless you are the aggressor. And you're not going to come to my house and just expect to remove my guns without a fight.
Now, I understand Americans want to recreate 1776. So, sorry, go ahead. We're politically recreating it right now. That's why they want to start a fight in Virginia. Does that make sense?
Keep going.
I apologize. You said you don't come to my home. Repeat that. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
If you come into my home or if you come into my neighbor's home with violent men and expect to do your bidding, expect me to protect my neighborhood. I always will.
Let me say this, my friend, Stephen Wilford, one of the heroes that took out the shooter up and stopped the shooter up here in Texas. I get big brownie points with a lot of folks if I say, oh, God, for my gold dead hand, we're ready for war with the redcoats and all that. And I get you. They're coming for guns and houses. People have a right to say no to that. It's unlawful. The Supreme Court's ruled it's wrong. D.C. versus Heller. I get it. You're in the legal right side. But I'll tell you, I mean, if they came to my house to confiscate my guns, I'm not going to have a shootout because I know it's a political deal. They sent special officers. They're setting me up. They want the war then. I don't fight wars on my enemy's terms. I fight them on my terms. And I don't interrupt my enemy while they're destroying themselves, to quote Napoleon Bonaparte. So I want to ask you that question. Yes, they're starting to fight, saying they're coming with the guns. They're just saying it. And the straight-up response is, well, we're going to fight that. Well, let me tell you, the Patriots aren't going to shoot the cops coming to get the guns. They're going to stage that. So let's talk about the real politique. In the final segment of this hour, I had a Matt Bracken who has wrote a book about this years ago happening in Virginia.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Just as Europe was attacked for 600 years before it fought back against the Islamic invasion, humanity will rise. It's already beginning to happen. We have to have the will to not be buffaloed and just driven into fear like the wicked, and worried about what people say about us, what they lie about us. Who cares? The enemy lying about good men and women is a badge of honor. And people need to learn that. I know a lot of folks already get it, but when you're being lied about, when you're being attacked, if somebody's being attacked in the media, you might want to actually check out what's happening. Because most of the time, 9 times out of 10, that person's good. Here's an example. Though she's tried to cover it up. She's tried to get away with it. I mean, she's been incredibly corrupt, saved by the U.S. military when she was a little girl in Somalia, the most hellish country on earth. There's a place in the world that's ass backwards. That's it. So sad. Investigators with ICE FBI reviewing criminal allegations against Ilhan Omar. Report says, that's Daily Wire, it's up on Infowars.com. The Ayatollah Khomeini Ayatollah says Iran enriching more uranium than before 2015 deal. We've got a 45-year-old man caught with child pornography. He says he identifies as an 8-year-old girl, so it's okay now. I mean, this is the sickness. Teleprompter Twitter, MSM reporters keep saying wow in Borg-like unison. Turns out they're actually leftist-controlled CIA program bots. I've got the articles admitting all of that as well. But going back to Stephen Wilford, one of the folks that stopped the shooter a few years ago in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and the surrounding areas, he's here with us right now. And he's making a lot of good points about the world and where we are and what's happening and what's coming next. Getting back to Virginia, you're right. The governor's saying, I'm coming for your guns. I'm going to confiscate them. As Americans, we have a right to say no to that. But why do you think they're doing that now? It's because we're politically winning. They want to trigger a national emergency while the president is in trial in the Senate to try to create such a hysteria he's removed from office, not for the false charges, but because of the 25th Amendment and the hysteria. What do you think about that?
Oh, no, I don't like to get into conspiracy theories and stuff and why things happen. I want people to know that they need to stand up and stand against tyranny altogether. And we don't need to be the aggressors here. We don't need to be the ones to start this. But
I agree with you. It's not a conspiracy theory. And I think people should go out there. They should be there. I agree. We shouldn't let that intimidate us. I 1,000,000,000% to infinity agree with you. I'm saying the left is famous for staging stuff. I go out to events with Democrats. They'll have guys in wheelchairs come up and punch me in the back or pinch me or whatever, trying to get me to hit them because they're in a wheelchair. Antifa puts women out front when they're blocking entrance to an event so they can say you attacked a woman when you try to go through a line. I'm just saying, I'm going to Virginia. I'll see you there. I'll shake your hand. I'm saying, why do you think the governor and the Democrats are so emboldened to say they're coming for our guns? What's the, after all these years of sneaking around secretly, wanting to do it, their own documents admitting it, now why are they out in the open? What's your spidey sense tell you?
They got elected. They got elected. And I was talking to somebody and they said that 30% of Virginians weren't born in Virginia anymore. Instead, they're migrating down from D.C. and Maryland and other states. You know, they cause a problem. You know, they vote and they swing liberal in their state. And then when it's hard to do business and stuff, then they move to another state. They're coming to Texas.
That's right. After they've crapped their nest, they go to the next nest and start pulling their pants down.
Yeah, don't come to my bed and mess in my bed and do what you did in yours. Your bed's uncomfortable to sleep in anymore because of what you did. Do you want to bring your business to Texas because we have lower tax rates and you want to employ people in Texas? That's great. But don't bring your attitudes that you have that destroyed your state and bring them into my state and expect the same thing.
By the way, you're politely, genteelly saying that on the air. I'm in Austin, so you're lucky where you're at. I drive a big Ford truck. They walk over and literally say, why do you have four children? Why do you drive a truck? They get in my face. And these people are crazy. I mean, they're crazy.
Tell them it's none of their business. Why
that's what I tell them, yeah. But, I mean, you wait till you run into libtards where you're at, man. It's scary as hell. I mean, they are bossy. They think they own your brain, brother. It's like, you know, the university's banned free speech and stuff, right? Well, that's what it's like in Austin now. And I'm not, the old statement's not bragging, but I mean, my family on both sides was involved in founding the state of Texas. People ask, why am I in Austin? Well, because my family was here when it was Waterloo. But, I mean, it's California now, bro. It's bad.
Oh, Austin's just far east L.A.
That's a good way to put it. Austin is east L.A. So what do we do about that?
We have to start taking our state back. We have to start voting these guys out. We have to start taking our state back. We've got a San Antonio City Council and stuff that thinks that they can change the Alamo. And
they want to get rid of it and say it sucks. And Santa Ana, a dictator, was a great guy and turned into a racist monument when a third of the folks there were Mexican. Exactly.
They want to take down the cenotaph. They want to change.
180-something people taking on 3,000 people and fighting to the death and killing over 1,000 is pretty tough. I mean, nobody can piss on that. I mean, nobody.
Well, the point is here is I don't think that a city council should be able to go in and change the Alamo. The Alamo should belong to Texas.
And the question is, why do they want to go? It's not even Mexicans or Hispanics that want it. It's leftists that hate that symbol and want to wipe their ass with it.
The problem is they try to make it looking like the Texas-Mexican War was a Hispanic versus white war, and it wasn't. What about Juan Seguin?
No, it was about being able to own land and not being a peon. And again, that's what they call it in Mexico. When you're a serf, you're a peon. Peon. It just means slave.
Juan Seguin was a Hispanic general that fought for the Texican side. What the Alamo was about, what the revolution was about, is the Mexicans wanted to settle Texas. And so they gave you a plot of land and said, make it into a farm and clear it out, and we'll give it to you. And you can settle Texas. And then at some point, they said, you know what, we're going to take your land back. You know, after you put blood, sweat, and tears in it, and maybe your father died helping to build that farm and stuff, and you've made your life there, and then they said, we want the land back.
No, that's true, but...
And the Texans said, you're not getting it back.
I agree, but Andrew Jackson did see it was coming 15 years before, and it was... there was a few missions, and it wasn't being held. It was... let's just say it. People were brought in from Tennessee and Alabama to wipe out because the Comanches were killing all the Mexicans. And they said, well, these guys will kill the Comanches. So that's what happened. And that's it. We killed everybody and we got the land. So that's how it works. And not like the Comanches were these little sweethearts. They were feared by all the other tribes. They wiped everybody out. They killed men, women, children, you name it. We came in, we wiped them out. And that's how Texas got born.
Did you know that there were 14 Virginians that died in the Alamo.
I didn't know that.
They sacrificed their life for the fight for freedom for Texas.
It's actually beautiful. There's a big Japanese memorial there, too, because Japanese had a deal where, like, 30 samurais held off, like, 500 dudes and all died, but held them off the next army. It's the same story. It's 300. It's Gallipoli. I mean, this is the stuff. And, That's why. And Texas is that perfect melting pot. It's why it's the Six Flags over it. And everybody tries to put that down because people are scared of that. Let's do five more minutes with you, and then Matt Bragg's taking over. I really feel like, you know, I'll just be honest with the audience. I enjoy the shows when nobody calls in plugging the products. And I enjoy the shows. I barely plugged today. We'll go bankrupt and shut down if I keep doing this. But I don't like asking for help. It's fundamental with me that in my whole life, I can do whatever I want and fight whoever I want and win. But I got to ask for help. And I don't feel, it's not that I'm even mad asking for the help. I just don't like begging and just constantly doing it. It's the one part of my life I hate. And literally, I forget about everything. Just buy the damn products, folks. They're excellent. And we're delivering. I mean, if you can't tell this is the real deal, what is? Just buy the products and I'll declare total war.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.